Read the three texts about food addiction. What were the consequences of the three people's addictions? Food addiction. A. Few people would disagree that one of the world's most popular dishes is pizza. 22-year-old Zach certainly wouldn't. He would eat a variety of pizza-based items, including homemade pizza, pre-cooked microwave pizza, and even pizza leftovers from the night before. He was consuming 800 kilograms of pizza a year. As a child, Zach had eaten a wide variety of food, but he became addicted to pizza when he started secondary school. American school meals have often been criticized for the large amount of fast food present on the menu, and pizza is the star dish. Zach even spent all his pocket money on slices of pizza. Naturally, Zach's family worried about his high-calorie, low-vitamin diet. So did Zach. In an attempt to break his addiction, Zach agreed to appear on a TV program called Freaky Eaters. Its aim was to encourage food addicts to beat their addictions with the help of a psychologist and nutritionist. It wasn't easy. He had to eat a fish dish while his brother sat in front of him enjoying a pizza. However, Zach met the challenge and has never eaten pizza again. B. 17-year-old Stacy Irvine's friends visit her and discover that she has been rewarded thousands of free toys from fast food restaurants as a regular customer. Stacy's mother often gave her 2-year-old girl a portion of fried chicken in a McDonald's restaurant. Since then, Stacy has refused to eat anything else except for pieces of fried chicken, and as a result, her diet has created serious health. She has been warned that if she doesn't change her diet, she will die. Stacy once collapsed due to lack of vitamins and nutrients and needed to be hospitalized. The doctor who treated her said she had never seen such an extreme case of food addiction. She insisted that Stacy adopt a healthier lifestyle. However, worryingly, Stacy's mother said that while Stacy was beginning to understand the seriousness of her situation, she couldn't eat anything else but chicken nuggets. C. 20-year-old Hannah Little was keen on chips. The only thing that Hannah consumed for 15 years was one plate of chips after another. Not surprisingly, a diet that contained few nutrients and an excess of fat and carbohydrates could only have negative consequences. And it did, because not only did Hannah develop health problems, but she also had to leave her job after collapsing at work. At 5, Hannah became addicted to chips and refused to eat fruits and vegetables despite her mother's efforts. Hannah says that she was terrified of tasting the flavor of different types of food, and she would feel anxious just at the idea of doing it. Parties, picnics, and barbecues with friends and family used to be a nightmare. Furthermore, Hannah was soon seen as odd by her friends' parents. It wasn't until the age of 16 that Hannah realized she had selective eating disorder. Despite this new knowledge, no solution was found. It wasn't until she lost her job before she started eating normally. Hannah sought therapy from psychologist Felix Ekonomakis, who used hypnosis, a treatment that none of the doctors that she had seen before had mentioned, to get her to eat fruit after one-hour session, and since then she has been willing to eat anything, including chips.